court unanimously ruled that the president in exile has to turn over his tax returns, much to the howls of Donald out there in the wilderness of Mar-a-Lago. So unfair. What the returns will show, according to testimony by his accountant, are losses every year for a decade. $700 million in 2009, $200 million the following year. Chump change for a highly successful businessman like His Highness. Proof once again for his minions that the man knows how to navigate the system. In other words, you paid more than Donald J. Trump in taxes most of your life. Digest that for a few minutes, or a day or two. Even if you believe that the man who claims to be one of the richest men in America honestly made money by losing fortunes every year for a decade, an extraordinary feat even for the Trumpster, you might question if this is the right man to drain the swamp. Or you might wonder if this is why Republicans fight tooth and nail to defund the IRS. Donald claimed he couldn't turn over his returns because of ongoing audits by the IRS. You think? And do you think the corporations that manage to avoid paying federal taxes year after year thanks to loopholes, subsidies, deferments, offshore accounting, and all the other sleight of hands by teams of tax accountants willing to fight for shady offsets and deductions, full knowing the audits aren't coming, so why not? Do you think this is smart business? Most of you get your taxes taken out directly through your employer. Not much wiggle room for sneaky deductions. You pay more than one of the richest guys in the country. Maybe you think this is fair. He gets rich and, well, you pay for schools and firefighters. He lives like a poobah while you fund the building of highways and bridges. He rents hotels to government visitors at astronomical prices while you have the honor of hiring police and paying for the military. Drain the swamp? No, the alligators are doing just fine the way it is. Vote for the guy again? Why not? But whatever you do, don't ask what he can do for his country. He expects you to ask that of yourself. Thank you for your service, sucker.